You're listening to the audio production of Nothing Wasted Audio Bible Study by Casey Van Norman, published by Thomas Nelson and presented by the author. The Audio Bible Studies series provides a unique audio learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Nothing Wasted includes high-quality live audio sessions from the author that cover important Bible-based topics. These sessions will reflect the ambiance of the unique recording locations, immersing the listener into the teaching.
So I remember the morning that he was diagnosed, and I just remember staring out the window with my voice shaking, asking if we could get an appointment for blood work, and just feeling really scared. I remember laying in bed next to him and just begging the Lord to heal his body, and that it wasn't what I thought it was.
When Jesus comes into our life, he gives us one specific promise that forever changes us. This one promise is ours to use on a daily basis in big and small ways, in practical or complex seasons of our life. His promise is the assurance that no part of our life has been wasted. We see it perhaps most clearly in Romans chapter 8. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those who he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? There is an absolute assurance offered to us in Jesus, and revealed to us throughout the course of our entire life. That assurance is the certainty that God loves us just as much now as he always has and always will, no matter how bad it gets on the outside or the inside of us. He still loves us. There is not one thing you have done, will do, or could do that could possibly bring you back into condemnation. Why? Because the debt has been paid, finally, fully. So it's not enough to say God uses our life if he does not also design it. In fact, I believe what God permits, he permits for a reason. And that reason is his design. If God foresees cells mutating into a malignant tumor, or allows a tsunami to wipe out an entire village, when he allows a young Christian wife to walk dangerously close to the edge of an affair, and he doesn't stop it, what are we to say? When Satan and his demons are permitted to wreak havoc on this earth, bringing devastation and ruin to so many, what are we to do? When an innocent, perfect son begs his father to rescue him from a horrific, terrible death that he does not deserve, and yet...